This is a spectacular garden you have. You know, on the street when you're looking towards your home, you can't quite get the full view of it, but you walk up the driveway, my goodness, this is something to behold. What has this taken to put together?
About 23 years of lots of love, care and attention, but we have about 2,000 roses, so...
Wow. It's just extraordinary. It looks so spectacular. Now, the reason that I'm here is because, obviously, you know, the people that grow roses, you know, really take something and, you know, you're very proud of what you've created, Kelvin. But in Glandor, there has been this bizarre incident where Margaret from Glandor has noted this on Facebook, that a man drove down her street, parked on the wrong side of the road, so the car's facing in the wrong direction, and literally walked up into her home and stole their roses. And there's a photograph of this man getting back into the car with her rose bush in his hand. And there are people commenting about this, Ali, online, and there are varying comments. Some people are like, suck it up, Margaret.
Oh, they are not.
They really are. It surprised me. And other people are saying, you know, you've got to call the police. This is theft. But a broad range of comments, and obviously Margaret has, you know, put a lot of time into this garden.
I don't even know what I would do if I was sitting there having a cup of tea and looking out my window and someone just came into my garden and just pinched my flowers. I don't think I'd be frozen. I wouldn't even
Absolutely.
Know what to do.
Kelvin, do you... You know, obviously you're well connected with other rose growers. Is this a common occurrence?
It certainly does happen, and not only out of people's private gardens. People pick roses out of the public gardens in the city, and also at the botanic gardens. But look, I think it's a bit rude to just jump out of a car and nick someone's rose out of the front yard. My experience is that most people who love gardening get on well with people. So the sensible thing for the man to do would have been to get out the car, go and knock on the front door and say, look, sorry, I've done the wrong thing. I haven't bought a rose for my wife or I can't afford it. Do you mind if you pick that rose for me? Mm. And I would say 9 times out of 10, a gardener will say yes.
Well, hey, Kelvin, and personally, you've experienced both sides, haven't you? Because you've opened up your home to garden lovers in the past, and, you know, you've had some experiences that, you know, have had you stop doing that. And then on the other side of the coin, you've actually had people, you know, come up to the door and say, can I take a look?
Certainly. Look, I think in the world there are good and bad people, Ali, and some of the bad people like to take the cheap way out and either nick things or take things or see an opportunity and grab it.
See,
without asking.
Kelvin, I, as you know, we've spoken before, and I can't grow anything.
I don't believe that, Ali.
Well, brown plants, excellent at that. But I would definitely miss the rose, the one rose I might be able to cultivate, but you've got 2,000. Do you know them well enough that you would notice it if someone came through and pinched them?
Yes, because generally speaking, they're not cut with the secateurs. They're ripped off the bush. And I had that experience when I was living in Prospect. Had some roses in the front yard where people came along and tore them off. I might add they left a trail of blood behind, so I thought, you beauty. So the rose got its vengeance. But that notwithstanding, look, my experience is, and I've certainly had it here at Greenwith, we had a police lady who used to frequent the area and in her rounds, and one day she obviously had a lunch break and she came up the drive, knocked on the door and said, oh, I really love your garden. Do you mind if I have a look around? And she had a look around and went home with a bunch of roses. And, I mean, that's what most gardeners would prefer happen, yeah. I think. You know, look, we can all be good and neighbourly, and, you know, if we've got a preponderance of roses around Valentine's Day and someone wants one or two roses, then
why not?
We'd only be happy to pick them and give them to them.